Coast Gold.
I think the first and most obvious question to ask you guys is, last I checked, you were living in KZN, happily South African, and the next thing, you were in China. How did the move to China go for you as a couple? How did it come about? And how's it been? I mean, you've been there for a while now. Have you settled in? Everything going all right, other than the obvious issues with the virus?
Morning, Gords. It wasn't quite a sudden thing. Kirsty was interested in getting some international teaching experience, so sort of played around with applying for jobs here and there, and so it wasn't quite sudden. It was a 5-month affair while getting things in order, and then when we got the go-ahead, then yeah, then was quick, fast, and in a hurry. So yeah, settling down, we've settled into the routine and enjoying it, and it's incredibly different. I mean, the whole lifestyle, everything is just unexplainable.
Yeah, I think that would be my next follow-up question, would be culturally very different. Are there a lot of Westerners there, a lot of expats in China? Have you made friends with people from other countries other than Chinese people? And have you made friends with Chinese people?
Hi, Gordon. Yes, we actually, surprisingly enough, are in a building, and unbeknown to me, we ended up teaching at the same school as we 5 South Africans teaching at our school, the British International School. And we live in the same apartment building, and we actually, 4 of us come from the same town. So that was quite a shock. Well, it is indeed a small place. We've made friends with Chinese people. We have a lot of friends from school, and then we just being very friendly, we talk to people and they ask for your WeChat, because you talk on WeChat here, and so you develop friendships very quickly, and they are very open nation to new friends.
Okay, guys, let's deal with the Wuhan coronavirus. It's now being given a technical name, which I'm not going to give you, but we know it as Wuhan coronavirus. Coronavirus is not new in the world. The common cold or the flu is a form of coronavirus. At what point did you begin to become concerned with the reports that were going around that there was an issue, a virus issue in China? And did you think about rushing home, or were you just, I'm going to stick this out?
You know, there's been so many conflicting reports, not just here, but internationally. And I think when we realized, we as the expats here realized there was like something really serious going on, was when we heard from other expats in Wuhan that actually shut Wuhan down. And some of the videos of people collapsing in the streets started doing the rounds. We're like, whoa, okay. Now, remembering that this all took place over the Chinese New Year, the Spring Festival, many expats actually went home for that period of time, because we were shut down for, well, not shut down, we were on holiday for 2.5 weeks type of thing. So a lot of people took the chance and went home. Obviously, our knee-jerk reaction was,
Let's go home.
Oh no, let's get out of here before it hits us type of thing. But I'll let Kirsty explain our thought pattern behind where we are now.
Well, we decided that, you know, you get the silent carriers as well, they're asymptomatic. So you could be a carrier and not know. And if we had to get on a plane and carry that home with us, I've got young grandchildren at home, and those are the people that I would go and stay with. So then maybe I'd pass it on to them, or otherwise we'd go and visit Ollie's mom, and Ollie's mom is not well. She can't be exposed to any kind of cold or flu viruses because she's got respiratory problems. So in that respect, we would be maybe bringing something home to our families. So we decided we would not do that. We would rather stick it out here and see how it goes until everything becomes clearer.
Wow, guys, that's really, really interesting to hear you say that. Okay, so explain the lockdown at the moment. What can you do? What can't you do? Are you basically a prisoner in your home? And are you allowed to go out at all? And are the roads really, and the streets outside, like a ghost town? There's no one out there.
The lockdown has just gotten tighter and tighter as we've gone. This week they suddenly set up little tent articles manned with the police as well as community forum members. Remembering this is communist China, so a lot of everything really gone the way a communist would operate. The community looks after itself type of thing. So at this point in time, our building, we're free to roam the building. So we're not locked inside of our apartment. We can go up to the roof, go to any floor you like, walk around, up and down the stairs, etc. However, the one exit of our apartment, which led onto the street, has been chained shut, which forces you to use the other entrance exit, which leads onto sort of the back end of the other buildings. They sort of semi-escort you. We've got a grocery store very nearby. It's, in fact, it's part of the building. It's downstairs. So it's line of sight. And yeah, you just don't want to cross the boundaries and get arrested. The streets, there's actually a lot more people about. When I say a lot more, a couple of times prior to this intense lockdown, we were out and about. We saw maybe maximum of 10 people in a 5 kilometer radius that we walked. But a lot of the industries are opening up again. Started opening from Monday. Tuesday. Yeah. So there is a lot more movement out and about. It's not even like a tenth of what it was prior to the Spring Festival and prior to this corona outbreak. Not even a tenth.
There's still some bus routes that aren't running. There's Underground Railway, the subways
still
running.
Not running. The private taxis are very few and far between. In fact, they've stopped a lot of them.
Yeah, there's only a few out. So it's very difficult. And also only being allowed to be one person out. You know, I'm actually not sure how those who are supposed to be working, if there's more than one person working in a family, how do they get out? We haven't been told that.
Yeah, you guys think you don't have much information. I think we get even less, yeah. At the exit point, it's compulsory to have your temperature taken, and also when you return.
And in the shop, when you also go into any shop.
Anywhere you enter, it's compulsory that you have to have your temperature taken. And if your temperature is above 37.3 degrees, you are not allowed to exit wherever you are, nor are you allowed to enter wherever you are.
They keep you there.
And you are then... well, we can't say that, but we assume you are then reported and you will be
taken to
a quarantine center, which apparently you just don't want to go there. I mean, if you're just suffering from a bit of a headache and a mild cold or
something that's not
minor,
related to the coronavirus, if you end up...
You could be in deep trouble
there,
all of a sudden.
You could actually end up with it, being locked up with people that do have it. So there we have a bit of an issue.
So that's a major concern.
We're all fine. We're good at the moment. We don't have anything wrong with us. Thank heavens for that.
Okay, so you guys are getting up to something interesting. On your social networks, you've been posting quite regularly. I see it kind of started off just informally letting people know that you're okay and the like, and then sneaking out for the odd run here and there. You also seem to be doing a lot of fitness stuff. Tell us more about the stuff that you're posting on Facebook, and how can people follow it if they want to? I think it's really interesting. A South African couple in China under lockdown, sharing how to keep themselves busy while locked down.
So we sort of run out of ideas and said to the friends on Facebook, hey, come up with some ideas for us to do, which has gotten bigger and bigger. And one person shared something and another and another. And as per social networks go, it's sort of got
bigger.
Big. Very quick, and we have a lot of people showing a hell of a lot of support from all around the world. Mexico, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, quite a number of states in America, not to mention many, many South Africans. It's been fabulous. Sending us messages, stay strong, God bless. It's been incredible, absolutely amazing. Someone said, listen, put your things on YouTube. So that's what we've done. How to follow us? I have no idea. I don't know how this... I'm not sure how this stuff works too well. Obviously, my Facebook is Oliver Boys. It is open. You're welcome to follow and take it from there. The YouTube channel, I'm not sure how that works.
But the links are on
I do put the link on my Facebook. We're just an ordinary couple in an absolutely surreal situation. and trying to make the best of it. So
we really do appreciate all the messages. It gives us a lot of courage and hope and determination to see it through.
Yeah, you know, we have some down times and some
really
we're
human.
Yeah, no, it happens. So yeah, but that's us. And of course, humor is just like
our best weapon.
Yeah, it's the best medicine. It absolutely is. And I think we're both crazy enough to get through this. I won't say unscathed, but you know. How much more nuts can you be than nuts?
East Coast Gold. East Coast Gold.